Lord, we want to thank you for bringing us together this afternoon.
主啊，我们要非常感恩您今天下午把我们带到一起。
We acknowledge that you are, you are God, and you are to be in all our thoughts.
所以我们知道您是神，您是我们所有的源泉。
We remember that the blessing of the Lord according to Psalm 1 is for those who meditate in the Lord day and night.
因为我们知道在诗篇第一篇里说那个赐福给那些人每天都昼夜都思念主的话的人。
So Lord, thank you for the opportunity of studying the Bible during the day. We pray that you will help us to contemplate and to meditate on it in the night as well.
主啊，我们非常感恩我们在白天有机会来学习您的圣经。我们同样祷告在晚上我们可以独自的冥想和默思神您的话。
So Lord, help us now as we would study these truths from Ephesians, and we just ask your blessing in Jesus' name.
主啊，帮助我们当我们开始学习以弗所书的时候赐福给我们所有的人，我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5, and we probably last week got down to verses 21 or 22.
27.
Did we get down that far? I guess we did. My notes say that.
Yep.
All right. So we've been talking then about husbands and wives.
我们一直在那个谈论夫妻之间的关系。
And the relationship that they should have one with another.
所以他们之间应该有的那一个正常的关系。
Then we're going to get on to the relationship between Christ and the church.
我们然后要学习的是基督和教会之间的关系。
And the parallel is just that, just as the church is subject to the Lord Jesus Christ, so the wife is to be subject to her husband.
这个平行的关系呢，就是就像教会顺服基督，然后妻子应该顺服丈夫。
So there are many pictures in the Bible.
所以在圣经里有很多这样的画面。
And this particular picture goes both ways.
这个特别的这个画面呢是双向的。
You could argue that because the church is to be subject to the Lord Jesus Christ, so the wife should be subject to the husband.
因为你不能去为那件事情反对，就是说基督是顺服教会顺服基督，那么妻子也要顺服丈夫。
Or we could have it the other way around, just as the church is subject to the wife, to the Lord, so the wife should be subject to the husband. Each one reflects the other, and each one is an encouragement toward the other.
那么你可以从另外一个方面去想，就像教会顺服基督妻子应该顺服丈夫，我们是互相交相辉映的，然后每互相鼓励的。
And there are times when each one is very hard.
因为在那有一段时间大家都很难的时候。
The Christian often has to say, Lord, I would like to obey you, but in this circumstance, that's going to be very difficult.
我们通常是说，主啊，我想顺服你，但是现在这种状况是非常难的。
And so in the marriage relationship, the wife often says, it's hard for me to submit to my husband, and the husband says, it's hard for me to love my wife.
在我们的婚姻关系中，通常呢，那个妻子会说：“哎呀，对我来说，去顺服我的丈夫太难了。”那个丈夫说：“对我来说，去爱我的妻子也太难了。”
All right. So before this, as our meetings were going on this morning, Vic raised some comments on this subject. And Vic, you should maybe just raise those comments again, please.
所以在我们这个开始讲下面的之前呢，在我们上午那个圣经学习中间，老王王他呢提出了一个问题，对这个东西有他自己的看法，所以现在请老王继续把你的看法提出来。
Yeah, my question is, in this day, the woman's position in the society has changed very much compared to post time, especially in the West Europe and Northern America and in East Asia, more and more women became important people in the society. Some of them became CEO of big companies. Even they are to be primary ministers and president. See already a leader in the society. I think this is for the women who let them submit to their husband. It's not easy for today.
所以老王的意思呢，就是说是今天妇女的地位已经很大的改变，比在保罗那个时期，甚至呢，很多人在，尤其在西方社会，很多人做了公司的 CEO， 甚至做了总理，而且在社群里都是属于领导人的。所以在这样的情况下，要让的妻子生活在丈夫是应该是不是很容易的。
So I think that is true. I think that the role of women and men has changed markedly, especially in the Western world over the last century.
他认为这个是事实，因为特别是说在男人和女人的角色在这个世纪以来已经有了非常巨大的改变。
In many respects, the reason for that is because of the departure of the Western society from the ways of God.
所以呢，这种发生的这样的一个主要原因呢，就是西方社会他们背离了神。
So the Bible doesn't say that the role women have is less than the role men have. They are equal roles, but they are different.
圣经并没有说啊，妇女扮演的角色要比男人的角色要少。实际上他们是相同的、同等的、平等的，但是只是说有不同的职责。
A man's role is more in the community sense. A woman's role is more in the family sense.
所以呢，男人主要担当的角色呢，应该是在社区、社会上的，而妇女主要担当的角色呢，应该是在家庭里的。
The men seem to have excuse me, a more leading role. The women have a more supportive role, and both are equally important.
男人呢，他是处在领导地位，妇女呢，他是处在支持的位置，他们的位置是平等的，而且同样是重要的。
So, if we reject the Bible and the ways of God, then it's easy to say that children are not important and family is not important.
如果我们拒绝神在圣经里告诉我们的，我们就非常容易的说孩子不是很重要，家庭也不是很重要。
And there are many evidences that we have departed from the biblical standard.
那里有很多证据呢，证明我们背离了 圣经的标准。
One of the most alarming facts is that our society allows and even promotes abortion.
有一个非常警示的一个标志呢，就是说我们今天的社区允许甚至鼓励流产。
God not only says that's bad, he not only says it's murder, but God destroyed the Canaanites because they practiced such behavior.
所以呢神不仅仅说这是不好的，而且这是说是犯罪的，他甚至是说毁灭呢在实行这样的行为的城市。
The rise of feminism in the Western world is in many respects laid at the feet of a very wicked woman who was in Paris, France, 100 years ago.
所以呢这个呢女权主义的兴起是在100年前一个非常邪恶的妇女她发起来的。
She lived an extremely immoral life, and she was an avowed atheist. She said, I don't believe in God. We don't need God.
所以呢她是一个过着一个极端的不道德的生活。他拒绝神，他是一个无神论者，他说我们不需要。
She laid a philosophical foundation for the role of women as being equal in every respect with man.
所以呢他建立了一个哲学的基础，这个就是说妇女在任何一个方面任何一个角色都是和男人同等的。
And so,our society has gone so far as to say that we can choose to be men or women. We don't have to accept the way God made us when we were born. We can choose to be what we ought to be.
因为我们的今天的社会已经走得太远，他们说我们可以选择男人或者选择成为女人。
Our rebellion against the Lord.
按照圣经里告，按照我们神告诉我们的方法去做自己。
Our rebellion against the Lord goes broader than that, and we say that there's far more alternatives in life than just men or women.
因为我们悖逆的神到一种如此的程度，就是说我们在我们自己的人生有很多其他的选择。而除了男人和女人以外，我们可以选择性别。
All of this is described in the Bible as being overt rebellion against God, for which God will bring an entire society into punishment.
所以我们这些极端的悖逆神的行为，就是说神说在圣经里，神要给整个这个实行这样的社区带来灾难和惩罚。
It was sins like this that caused Sodom and Gomorrah to be destroyed by fire and brimstone from heaven.
所以呢，就是因为这样的罪，索多玛和俄摩拉就是被神从天上降下来的火给毁灭了。
It was this kind of sinful thinking.That caused the Canaanites to be destroyed by the Israelites in the days of Joshua.
因为这样同样的罪，那个迦南人呢，在那个时代被约书亚给毁灭了。
And God will bring the same kind of judgment on the Western world and the rest of the world that follows this sin.Even today.
所以神会把这样的惩罚降到今天的西方社会和其他的整个世界其他地区，他们去实行这样的罪的地区。
So the fact that women choose to be moved to positions of prominence, as Vickers said, CEOs of companies, prime ministers of countries, leaders in many ways, as they have rebelled against the role God called them to and said, my primary role is to be a leader in the society, God will punish them. That is just one aspect of this rebellion against God.
所以呢，就像今天的妇女，他们把自己挪往那些重要的位置，就像老王刚才提到的，他们成为公司的CEO，成为总理，成为社区的领导人，他们被你神给他们安排的角色，他们要去说，我要去做任何其他角色，神同样会把惩罚带给这实行这样的角色的妇女。
So the Christian is not surprised by this. He is deeply alarmed by what's happening, and he knows that the judgment of God must come and will come soon.
所以呢，基督徒并不对这些带来惩罚感到惊奇，因为基督徒一直在被警示，就是说神会带来这样的惩罚，迟迟早早，很快就会带来。
Let us remind ourselves that God did not make men smarter than women. He didn't make them better than women. He didn't make them more discerning than women. He made them equal to women with a different job.
提醒大家，大家也要记住的是，神并没有把男人造得比女人聪明，造得比女人好，变得造得比女人更有吸引力。这个是就是说，他们只是平等的，他们完全是平等的，只是不同的角色。So
our responsibility is always to be, Lord, what do you want me to do? And would you please help me do that?
因为我们的职责就是说，我们通常要说，主啊，您想要我做什么？帮助我去做您想要我做的事。So
Paul argues, even if a man is born a slave, he shouldn't necessarily try to be delivered from that. He should just carry on and be the kind of slave that God would want him to be. Each has got to be prepared to take ourselves as God made us and fulfill the responsibility he gave to us.
而且是要一直去做奴隶，在奴隶里，在神安排他的那个角色里，去完成神要付给他的职责和责任。And
when families or even societies rebel against that, they suffer much and God's judgment will fall.
所以呢，当社区和人呢去按照反对神的那种做法的时候呢， 他们就会受到惩罚，神会带来惩罚给他们。So
that's the sad part of our societies today.
所以这就是一个非常悲哀的一个部分在我们今天的社会里。So
Vic, any more on that?
所以老王还有更多的问题吗？
No, not question.
Okay. Well then, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 5.
那么我们就来翻到以弗所书的第五章。And
the simple responsibility is that wives are to submit to their husbands as to the Lord, verse 22.
所以呢，这里第22节非常简单的，就是说，妻子要顺服他们的丈夫，就像教会顺服主一样。
And husbands are to love their wives just as Christ loved the church, That's verse 25.
第25节呢, 就是说, 做丈夫的爱, 要爱你们的妻子, 正如基督爱教会。
Those are very simple, very wonderful, and sometimes very highly demanding positions to be in.
这里是非常简单的, 非常美妙的, 有时候呢, 这是一个, 非常重要的角色, 你要去担当的。
And the responsibility here, if you like, is greater on the husband than on the wife.
这里呢, 你要去理解的呢, 是, greater, husband is greater than wife.
It's a greater or a more difficult responsibility for the husband than it is for the wife.
所以这里你要去理解的呢, 对于男人来说, 他的职责是更大的, 比女人来讲。
All the wife has to do is say yes to her husband and to carry on. That's sometimes difficult, but it's not that difficult.
所以呢, 妻子所要做的一切呢, 都是, 跟她的丈夫说是, 跟随他的丈夫, 这有时候呢, 是非常难的, 但是其实没有那么难。
But the husband has got to behave like the Lord Jesus. Now that really is difficult.
所以呢, 丈夫必须呢, 他的行为就像我们的主耶稣基督, 这确实非常难的。
Now in fact, in society, neither one of those is practiced as it should be in usual cases.
因为在我们当今的社会里呢, 夫妻的角色呢, 他不是这样去分配去担当的。
Verse 26 says that the husband is to love the wife to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water of the word.
所以第26节说, 要用水基督道吧, 教会洗净成为圣洁。
So the husband is responsible not only for his own holiness, but he's responsible in order to encourage the wife to be holy and God-fearing.
所以呢, 丈夫呢, 不光要负责自己圣洁, 而且他要去鼓励他的妻子也在敬畏神里, 也成为圣洁。
Verse 27 says, the Lord's objective was to present the bride, the church, to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
所以第27节说, 可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会, 毫无玷污, 皱纹等内的疾病乃是圣洁, 没有瑕疵的。
So that's what the wife, sorry, that's what the husband says regarding his wife. He says, what can I do today in order to help my wife be a more perfect woman?
这就是丈夫对妻子说的话。他说我今天能做什么让我的妻子变成一个完美的女人呢?
Verse 28 says, in this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself.
第28节继续说, 丈夫也当照样爱妻子, 如他爱自己的身子, 爱妻子便是爱自己了。
And the opposite then is that if a man doesn't love his wife, he doesn't love his own body, and he does not love himself, and he will suffer the consequences.
所以这个的反面呢, 就是说一个丈夫如果不爱他的妻子呢, 他就是不爱他的身子, 就是不爱自己, 他会承受这样带来的后果。
He goes on in 29 and he says, after all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it just as Christ does the church. And that's what we should do, husbands, to our wives.
所以第29节继续说, 从来没有人恨恶自己的身子, 总是保养顾惜, 正像基督带教会一样。
So We as Christians are members of his body, just as the wife is part of the body of the husband.
第三句是我们是他身体上的肢体, 就像妻子也是丈夫的肢体一样。
All right, those are all very difficult things for us to understand.
这些呢都是非常 让我们难以理解的困难的事儿。
But they're truthful.
但它是真理。
They're important.
重要的。
And by the grace of God, that's how we've got to live.
以及着神的恩典, 这就是我们应该去活出来的。
Now the world says, no, no, we don't worry about that because they don't think about God. They don't think about eternity. All they think about is themselves and today.
因为这个世界上我们不要去关心这些，他因为他们不去想神，不去想永恒，他们所有想的就是他们自己。
So many of the modern women don't really love their husbands.
现代的所有很多的妇女，他们根本就不爱他们的老公。
And many of the modern husbands don't really love their wives.
现在的很多丈夫呢，他们根本也不爱他们的妻子。
And divorce and immorality is extremely common in our day.
所以呢，那个离婚和不道德的关系在我们今天的社会是极其普遍的。
All right, so verse number 31 says, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
第31节说，为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
That is the plan of God.
是神的计划。
Our society says a man should leave his father and mother and go to university and get a really good education and then go and get a job and make lots of money.
所以我们的今天的社会说，一个人呢应该离开他的父母，去上大学，受到很好的教育，然后赚很多的钱。
God says that's not important.
那神说这并不重要。
A man should leave his father and mother, cleave unto his wife. They should become one flesh. That's the important thing in life.
所以呢，人应该离开他的父母和他妻子联合在一起。 这是非常重要，这是神说的。
The world says that the government, money, fame, and health, those things are important, but God is not important.
因为我们的圣经说，政府、金钱、有名，这些呢都是非常重要的。
God says, no, 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 no. Family is important. A husband and a wife and their children. That is important to God.
神说不不不不，家庭是重要的。家人和他的孩子们对神来说，这是极其重要的。
All right. So our world has got it all backwards.
所以我们的社区呢，完完全全都是朝相反的方向去走。There's
been a strong movement in recent weeks and months. It's called the Black Lives Matter movement.
所以呢，有一个非常有名的运动，就不久前叫做黑命贵。One
of the major tenets of the Black Lives Matter movement is families are not important and we can get rid of them.
所以这个黑面贵这个运动的一个很重要的他们的一个观点就是说家庭不是很重要，我们不需要家庭。Black
Lives Matter have done a great deal of damage in the United States and around the world in the last few months.
在过去的几个月里，黑命贵 给美国和周围的世界造成了非常大的损害。
It's because they hate God and they hate these verses in the Bible.
因为他们恨神，他们也恨这样的经文在圣经里。
Black Lives Matter, those three words are just an excuse. Their major argument is we don't want God's role in our lives at all. We don't want his morality. We don't want his family. We don't want his authority in any way.
所以呢，黑命这三个字，就是他们的主要的一个借口而已。他们主要的就是说，我们不需要神给我们安排的角色，我们不需要神的权柄，我们在我们的社区里不需要神，这是他们的主要观点。
Now verse 32 says, this is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church.
所以第32节说，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
What is the family supposed to teach? It is supposed to teach the role of the woman as the church in submission to the man who is the Lord Jesus. The family is to teach us all about Jesus and his church.
所以呢，我们在家里应该教导什么样的呢？我们教导就像妻子圣父，丈夫就像教会圣父主耶稣基督一样，我们所有的在家里教导的是我们的主耶稣基督。
And if the Christian lives this relationship to the Lord Jesus, sorry, if the house, the family, if the wife observes this relation to her husband, it will teach everybody the responsibility that the church has to Jesus Christ.
因为如果一个家里的妻子担任这样的角色，她是这样的教导，就带着整个的社会，就像教会圣服基督那样去圣服主耶稣。
Why does the devil want the destruction of the family?
你为什么魔鬼他要破坏家庭呢？
Because his objective is to destroy the church. He doesn't want the church to love the Lord Jesus.
因为他的目的呢，就是要毁灭教会。他不希望教会去顺服主耶稣。
So he destroys the former in order to attack the latter.
所以呢，他摧毁前面的，为了去袭击后面的。
And so the Christian says, I'm going to live a proper family life so that people will begin to realize how important it is to live for Jesus.
所以呢，基督徒说我们要过一个正当的家庭的生活，这样呢，就让其他的人知道怎样去顺服基督耶稣。
Now, in verse 32, we have the interesting words, a profound mystery, talking about Christ and the church.
因为在第32节我们有一个有趣的词，就是极大的奥秘，这是来说教会和主耶稣基督之间的关系。
And you will remember that the word mystery is a theological word to explain something that was not known in Old Testament times, but was revealed in the New Testament in the days of the church.
所以呢，你们要知道这个奥秘这个词呢，是一个神学的词。就是说这样的奥秘是在旧约时代它没有被告知的，而是在新约时代在教会里显示出来的这样一个奥秘。
So the Christian has a very wonderful relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that people didn't know about in the Old Testament.
因为现在的基督徒呢，和我们主耶稣基督有一个极其奇妙的关系，在旧约时代的人是不知道的。
Every Christian is united to the Lord Jesus Christ just the way a bride is united to her husband, or should be.
每一个 基督徒是和我们的主耶稣基督联合在一起的，就像一个新娘和她的新郎应该按照她的方式去联合的一样。
Now in the Old Testament, it wasn't always evidently so.
所以呢，在旧约时代呢，从来也不是说是有证据去显示这样的。
Some people like Moses and David had a close relationship with God, but the ordinary people, they didn't get that close to God.
所以有些在约瑟有些人就像来摩西和大卫王一样，他们和神有一个非常亲密的关系，但是其他的人并没有通常有这样的亲密的关系和神之间。
But since the Lord Jesus Christ paid for our sins,died, went to heaven, and sent the Holy Spirit, we have a really very, very close relationship with Jesus.
自从主耶稣为我们罪而死，去了天堂，降下圣灵以后，这样我们和我们的主耶稣基督有一个非常非常亲密的关系。
We all have this very excited relationship to him, and we should get excited about it.
现在我们都有这样一个令人兴奋的关系和主之间，我们应该为此而感到兴奋。
Jesus is our best friend.
主耶稣是我们最好的朋友。
Jesus is our helper.
主耶稣是我们最好的帮助者。
Jesus is just what the best of husbands ought to be to their wives.
主耶稣呢，就是一个那个最好的那个对他的妻子来说那样的一个丈夫。
Well, that's pretty exciting.
这是非常令人兴奋的。
You say, Lord, I thank you for that. That's what I want to live in my heart and life.
所以呢，我们说主耶稣，我们向上感恩，我这是因为我应该在我内心活出来和想的。
So we say, I want that relationship with Jesus, and therefore that's the relationship that I'm going to have.Between my wife and me, or my husband and me. We practice it here in order that we can experience it there on a more profound and wonderful level.
这个呢，就是说，我们说我们跟主耶稣之间有那样亲密的关系，所以这个我要和我的丈夫或者和我的妻子这样也有这样一个啊亲密的关系，然后我们在一个更高的那个深刻的水平上我们就会把它表现出来。
Therefore, the summary is in verse 33. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
在33节里做了一个总结，然而你们个人都当爱妻子如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
All right, so that's sort of the section on husbands and wives, and there maybe are some questions now for you on that subject. If there are questions, let us know. We'll try to deal with them.
这些呢，所有的都是讲的夫妻之间的关系。我们这里讲到的这整个的主题就是妻子和丈夫怎样相处。如果大家现在有任何问题，现在就提出来，他会给做一些解答。
Who's got a question or a comment?
有没有人有问题或者想法呢？
I have a question. 那个我没听清楚第一个弟兄提的问题，他说的是不是就是只要是妇女就不能做领导呢？不管在任何机构或者任何company 都不能做领导的，因为我只听到答案了，我不知道他的问题。然后我的疑问也是，是不是所有的妇女不能工作呀，或者是不能在工作中当一个领导者去领导男的，是这个意思吗？
是那个我可以给你翻译的。然后他刚才老王那个讲的就是说妇女的位置变了，所以因为他们做了公司CEO 和那个领导，所以他们很难顺服他们的丈夫，他是这个问题。
意思就是如果顺服是可以做这个工作的，并不是说 Bible 里不能让妇女做一些。
也没说可以做不可以做，他就说位置已经变了，再去顺服丈夫啊是很难的。因为他是。
就是主要如果顺服了就 OK, 如果不顺服是不行。
他不是那个意思。 所以你的问题就是说，你要问他，就是说也是可不可以做那个？
我的意思是可以顺服的情况下，可不可以做？像一个公司的领导啊，或者是一个，因为我的实际问题就是这样嘛。那如果说我顺服了，我也不可以做，那不等于代表了我是属于是，好像属于依赖他，像寄生虫一样，不能去工作了。因为你如果工作，因为我们家族的企业，当然我要是做领导，我不能是做打工的呀。
嗯，好，
嗯，
对，
谢谢。
So I'm going to say, so Julie's question is a.She didn't hear the question, of Rick. So I just explained, her that, questions, and then she just heard your answer. But, she had a question is about that, that woman, cannot be a CEO of company or prime minister or leader of, society. But, she think if, the woman submit to her husband, that means, she could be a CEO, a prime minister, or a leader of society, and, she used her own position as an example, because, she owns a family, enterprise, so she think she is the CEO now for that, enterprise. So, but, she said if in this case, she should quit as a CEO to be a normal worker in the company or just, she can be if she, submit herself to her husband.
All right. Well, that's a very big and important question.I'm not sure precisely how to answer it.
这是一个非常大的，也是一个非常重要的问题。他不是很确定怎么去回答你这个问题。
It is interesting that in the Old Testament, there were some women who were in very important positions.
非常有趣的呢，是在旧约时代有一些妇女，她们是在很重要的位置上的。
But that was neither the norm, nor was it their primary responsibility.
但是呢，这个不是正常的，也不是他们应该有的那样的一个职责。
And in some instances, there were positions that they could not take.
所以呢，在有些方面说呢，有些位置呢，他们是不可以去做的。
So,For example, there were no women priests.
所以呢，举个例子，不能有妇女性的祭司。
But in all circumstances, the women's primary responsibility was to the Lord, to their husbands, to their families, and not to their business.
所以呢，实际上女性的她的一个主要的职责呢，是对她的丈夫、对主，而对家庭，而不是对生意。
One very outstanding woman was Moses' sister Miriam.
另一个非常奇特的例子呢，就是摩西的妹姐姐 Miriam。
And she was a wonderful woman in many respects.But she got to the point where she basically said, Moses, you are wrong, and I am right, and you'd better follow me.
所以呢，她实际上，她的姐姐米拉呢，是有一个，甚至走到一个什么样的位置呢？她去跟摩西说，她说，摩西，你错了，我是对的，你最好是听我的。
And Moses smote her, sorry, the Lord smote her with leprosy.And said, Miriam, that is not your primary responsibility.
所以主呢，把大麻风降在米尔身上。他跟米尔说，米尔，这不是你最主要的职责。
Now a related fact is this, that God says that very often women rise to positions of seniority or superiority because of the failure of the society.
这, I didn't get that.
All right.
God says,
sometimes women get very senior positions in a society because the society is wrong.
Okay. 有些时候呢, 在我们的社会, 妇女, 得到了极高的位置, 是因为整个社会是错的。
And so one of the prophets said, and I can't remember which one, I read it just a few days ago, he said that because of the sin of the people, women will be your rulers and children will be your rulers.
所以呢, 有一个先知说, 这个他不确定是哪一个先知说, 他几天讲过, 他说这个先知说因为你们的罪, 有一天妇女和孩子会成为你们的, 统治者。
And that is a very, very bad sign.
这是一个非常坏的迹象。
And we're seeing that in the United States this year.
我们在今年呢, 在美国看到了这样的情况。
Children are among the most powerful politicians in the world or in America because they are protesting and rioting and basically saying, we want what we want, we are the boss.
所以呢, 那个秋瑾人, is it? 秋瑾?
Children.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people who are leading the protests and the riots are young people in their 20s and sometimes teens and 30s. But they're young people. They're ruling the society.
所以他讲的就是那个孩子们呢, 就是讲的其实是讲那个半大的孩子是十几岁的孩子, 他们今年呢, 游行的主要的 那些对象呢, 就是主要的人群就是他们, 他们说我们要成为世界的统治者, 我们要, 统治一切。
One of the most powerful women in Washington today, sorry, one of the most powerful politicians in Washington today is this woman whose name I never remember, but her initials are AOC.
因为在今天呢，在美国呢，有一个极其有权的一个政治女人呢，她的名字呢，她永远记不住，但是呢，她知道她的那个缩写是AOC。
She has great power in Washington today.
她在华盛顿今天有极大的权威。
Number, she has three outstanding claims to fame.
所以呢,她呢,有三个,就非常典型的说法她要去说。
Number one, she is young.
第一个呢,她是年轻的。
Number two, she's a woman.
第二呢,她是个女人。
And number three, before she became a politician, she was a bartender.
所以呢,第三个呢, 在她成为政客之前,她是一个, 酒吧里的, 那个女士。
And God says, that's the kind of thing you can expect if you turn away from me.
神说呢, 这就是, 你会得到的结果,如果你转离我。
Now getting back to Julie's position, Julie has to look at her own circumstances in her own life.
所以呢,回到Julie的那个问题,她必须呢,按照她自己的环境,在她自己的生活里去看一下。
Her primary responsibilities are to her husband and to her children, and especially to her God.
所以呢, 她的, 主要的职责呢是对她的丈夫和她的孩子们，特别是对神。
She may also have some business responsibilities, as does the wise woman of Proverbs chapter 31.
她也可能在她的在她的生意里有一个非常聪明的职位，就像是在箴言的第31章里描绘的那样的妇女。
But her primary responsibility is still to her husband and to her family and her God, not just to her business.
所以呢，仍然在那里面那样的一个妇女，她的职责仍主要职责仍然是对她丈夫和孩子们，特别对神，而不是对她的生意。
So she doesn't have to give up the responsibilities of business, whether she's an employee, an employer, whether she's the CEO, or whether she's the receptionist. Doesn't make any difference. Her primary responsibility is to the Lord, her husband, and her family.
所以你不用就说自己去辞职，作为一个不管你还是要在管理你的生意，不管你是个 CEO 也好，你是个雇主也好，是个雇员也好，你是个前台接待员也好，你的主要的职责仍然是对你的丈夫、家庭和神。
All right, so Julie, do you have more on that?
Julie, 有没有更多的问题？
Yeah, understand means the God is first, and then husband, the children. Another, at last is business, right? Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, she said the last is business, the first.
Okay, very good. Chelsea, you had a question.
There's a 有没有问题
Similar question.
Okay, I have a question.
因为我吧，就感觉有的你看在重要位置上的这些女的，她一样把家庭也兼顾得很好，难道她就不可以坐这个位置吗？
Yeah, so Chelsea said,Many in high position women just can take care of their family very well. So in this case, she not be a prime minister, CEO of a company or high position.
And the answer is sometimes, Chelsea, you're right.
所以答案是有的时候，Chelsea 你是对的。
Most of the time, you're not right.
在大多数时候就是不对。
So, let me just tell you one little story. Many years ago, I was in business.
给他讲个小故事，很多年前他在做生意。
I was in the retail business.
在零售业的那个生意里面。
And there was a man...in the retail business, who was very, very famous in the newspapers.
所以呢，那里有一个人，他在这个零售生意呢，他非常非常有名的，在报业方面。
He was in the same business that I was in.
他呢，跟他也做着同样的生意。
So I used to read about him all the time.
所以呢。他通常去读他的报纸。
I read so much about him that I almost felt I got to know him quite well.
所以呢，我读了很多很多关于他的在报纸上，所以我觉得我已经很了解他了。
And then one day I met his cousin.
有一天呢，碰到他的堂弟。
And I said to her, she was a lovely Christian woman.I said to her, you are Mr. So-and-so's cousin?
所以呢，这个他碰到他，他是一个非常非常友好的妇女。他说，你是那个人的堂妹吗？
She said to me, yes, that's right, he's my cousin. Oh, I said, tell me about your cousin.
他说，哦，对，他是我的。那个，他说你能不能给我讲一下你的那个 cousin 的故事呢？
She said, well, he's a very successful businessman, but he is a terrible husband and father.
所以呢，他说他是一个非常非常成功的生意人，但是却是一个非常非常坏的丈夫和父亲。
I said, in what way is he a bad husband and father?
他说，你说一下他是从哪一个方面是坏的丈夫和父亲。
She said, he runs his family like this. She said, he says to his wife, I want my supper at such and such a time, and this is when and how I want it.
所以他说他这样去管理他家庭，他跟他的妻子说，我要在几点几点钟吃晚餐。
And he said, I don't want my children around at all.
他说我吃晚餐的时候，我的所有的孩子们不许站在我的周围。
So he said, you feed me my dinner, and then I'll go off and do what I want to do, and then you can look after the kids.
他说你让我先吃，我吃完了以后我去做我的生意，然后你才可以照顾孩子们和你自己。
And she said, his wife and his children have a terrible time, because his heart is all for business and not for his family.
所以呢，他认为呢，他的妻子和他的孩子们在他的生活人生里有非常艰难的时刻，因为这个人把他所有的心思全投在他的生意上面。
So I'll tell you the end of the story.
来告诉你这个故事的结局。
He led his business into a terrible financial mess and was removed from his position of CEO.
所以呢，最后呢，他让这个公司带到了一个极其大的一个财务的灾难，然后他被开除了作为 CEO.
Many people in life say, I can do both.
所以呢，很多人他会说我两样我都可以做。
I can serve the Lord and I can do.The other.
所以我可以服侍神，并且我可以去做其他的事。
But the Lord Jesus Christ said both to men and women, you cannot serve God and mammon. You will love one and hate the other. You'll serve one or not the other, but you cannot do both.
所以主耶稣呢的男人和女人们说，你不可能同时服侍主和马门，就是钱。你或者说是去服侍主，你或者是去服侍钱，你或者爱主，你或者爱钱，你不可能同时服侍主和钱。
If God has called you to be a good man, be a good man.
如果神让你做一个好的男人，你就做一个好的男人。
If God has called you to be a good woman, be a good woman.
如果神让你做一个好的女人，你就是做一个好的女人。
Was there another question?
Can I have a question?
Yeah.
我就是想说在这个女人受教育这个事情，那 Billy Graham 就不让他的女儿读大学。他说女人就应该去结婚生孩子，你不应该读大学。可是至今他的女儿都在怨他爸爸这件事情。还有一个呢，我觉得女人当成了 leader， 有时候她是不得已的，她也是不自觉的，有时候也是不知不觉的就被人推上了 leader 那个位置，因为她周边的男人都不如她，她是不小心的，她不是故意的。
Okay.
他不是说我就要领导男人，可是，他就不知不觉的就比别人都干得出色。那周围的人没有超越他，也愿意服从他，而且也很尊重他。这是在工作职场上。那在家里呢？如果是说理想的状态，都是按圣经的教导，男人都是顺服主耶稣，然后都顺服教会，都在家里头。既是道德上的模范和榜样，然后也是经济上的支撑，然后也是女人一切的依靠，她对女人的爱也是像爱自己的身体一样。那她这样完美的话呢，女人我觉得大部分人会甘愿顺服。为什么不顺服呢？因为心里头就愿意顺服她， 那可是那如果这个男人他做出的事情让你觉得不值得你敬佩，或者是说他也不愿意承担家庭的责任，这时候女人就不得已不承担呀、啊。他不承担的话，那他总要生存，总要养孩子呀、啊。那他没有办法，没有办法，他就是说，当然这个顺序是不对的，不符合圣经的。可是很多婚姻并不是那么完美，并不是说我们希望的都按圣经来生活。问题首先，男人没站正他的位置，没守他的责任。这个时候，女人也是，也不得已，也是被推到前线上来了。所以我觉得，如果这时候女人不自立，那她就会很悲惨。如果她经济上也不独立，如果她也不读书，那她就怎么，她就会在经济上，在精神上，她都受制于人。那我觉得这也不是一个很完美的人生。所以我说我顺服主了，我顺服丈夫了。那首先这个人得值得你去顺服。如果他不值得我们去顺服，我怎么去顺服他呢？那说服他，我觉得也是不对的。
That's an awfully long question.
Sorry.
Either a statement. So I think Sunny, think the first one, I think it's about the education of women, because she used an example that says the daughter of Billy Graham. Billy Graham didn't allow his daughter to go to the university. So she think the Billy Graham's daughters still complain about that today. So the second one, she said sometimes women in the society went to a leader position. It's not their own desire. They don't want to be a leader in the society. Sometimes it's just like she is smarter than others, and she did a good job, and she somebody pushed her to be a position, leader position. And this the men around her want to submit to her, want to be she as a leader. And the third one, I think she said the position, the family. If a husband is perfect, and he earn good money and take care of his family and wife very well, and the wife wanted to submit to her husband. But she think that most of the time, the husband was not a responsibility. They didn't do their job. They didn't make money. But in this circumstance, the women have to earn money, have to take the responsibility. So in this situation, if the woman submits to her husband, and that they her circumstance will be very difficult, because the husband didn't take his responsibility. So she think if you want wife to submit to the husband, the husband has to take their responsibility in the family. So in this case, the wife can submit to husband.
Okay, well, three questions then. Number one, what about Billy Graham and his daughters? And I did not know that Billy Graham would not allow his daughters to go to university. I wasn't aware of that.
第一个呢，是关于Billy Graham和贝利 和他的女儿们的，但是他并不知道说Billy Graham和贝利 不让他的女儿们上大学，不知道有这样的事。Billy
Graham has two daughters. They both spoke very well at their father's funeral.
所以呢，葛佩里呢有两个女儿，他们两个人呢在葛佩里的葬礼上都长得非常好。
Neither one of them complained that they didn't go to university.
其实没有，他们两个人没有一个人抱怨他们没有上大学。
One of them said that she made two big mistakes in life. Number one, she didn't marry properly and got divorced. And then number two, she disobeyed her father, mother, and all the others and married again and got divorced again.
所以呢，其中的一个女儿说呢，她犯了两个重大的错误。第一个呢，她去没有听从她的父母，去嫁了一个不该嫁的丈夫，然后她就离婚了。然后后来呢，她又不顺服他们，又再婚。再婚以后呢，又离婚了。
She told that story at her father's funeral and gave him much honor and glory in that he loved her through those very trying times.
因为他把那个是在用这两个故事给那个把那个很大的荣誉和尊重都给了他的父亲，因为他父亲在他这么艰难的时刻，他父亲仍然爱他。
His other daughter is an accomplished preacher and a good servant of the Lord. She periodically will write some good messages. She's a wonderful woman, but she never decided to take over the Billy Graham Association.
所以呢，她另外一个妇女呢，另外一个女儿呢，她是一个很好的一个讲道的一个人，她也通常呢写了很多书，她是那个一个神的仆人，但是呢，她从来没有想过要取代葛培里的位置。
Her father said that she was a better preacher than he was.
所以呢，她的父亲说，她甚至是比她自己更好的一个讲道人。
When he died, it was her brother, Franklin, who took over the Billy Graham Association, not herself.
所以呢，当他死的时候呢，是他的一个儿子，他接替了比葛培里的角色，而不是他的女儿。
The second question is, what if the woman is very, very capable and people suggest that she should take over and she should run things because she has the ability.
那第二个问题就是这个，如果一个女人非常非常有能力，那其他的人说你应该站住这个位置，你应该负起责任来。
That situation is a Bible story.
所以这种情况下呢，在圣经里有一个故事。
It's in the book of Judges.And the judge was Deborah the woman and Barak who was the man who was judging at that time.
所以呢这个是在士师记里面的。士师记里面呢有一个妇女比当时的那个做士师的那个人更有能力。
And the Lord did honor Deborah and Barak and brought themWonderful victory over Sisera and his host at that time.
So, 他说那个神真的是赐福了给那个 Deborah, 他呢也作为那个统帅领导他的军队取得了很多胜利。
But the context says that it would have been better if Barak had done the job himself.
所以呢这里讲的呢，就说如果是那个 Barak 那个事是他自己去完成那个工作，那就更好了。
It is in the book of Judges, and you'll remember that each of the judges had problems.
所以在士师记里呢，你们大家记得每一个士师呢，当时都有他们自己的问题。
Barak's problem was that he wasn't man enough to do it himself. He needed, he wanted Deborah to help him.
所以呢，那个Deborah的那个事是男士，是他的问题是呢，他没有足够的能力去做一个男人，要那个Deborah的那个女人来帮助他。
And the story is good in that they won the victory, but the story also is that Barak would have been better and the nation would have been better had Barak done what he should have done.
所以呢，这个故事呢是好的，虽然他们取得了很多胜利，但是如果那个士师呢，他能去做他的工作，那当时对他们的国家和他们的人民都是要更好。
The third story that you allude to is the story of the husband who does not do his job.
所以呢，你的第三个故事呢，就是说，那个丈夫没有负起他该负的职责。
And in those circumstances, there somebody's got to look after the family. Someone rises, and it's often the wife who does so.
所以呢，在这种情况下，必须有其他的人。
But it would be better if the husband had done it himself.
如果是由丈夫自己去做，那就会更好。
There are two passages in the Bible that relate to this. One is one we referred to earlier, the Proverbs lady, Proverbs chapter 31.
你在圣经里有两个故事，其中一个就是我们在箴言第三十一章你讲到的那个妇女。And
she took responsibility for the business of her household.
她实际上呢，她那个妇女贞德的妇女，她管理了整个她的家庭的生意。She
was a good businesswoman. Her husband, She basically said, I'll look after some of the business for you. You go to town and you help run our community. So she said, I'll look after the house. I'll look after the farm. You go to town and look after the city.
实际上那个妇女就说呢，在箴言31章里说，我来照顾家的生意，我来照顾家庭，我来照顾一切，你到。
The other example is the example of Abigail.
另外一个例子呢，就是那个Abigail的那个例子。
She ultimately became one of David's wives. She was married to a man who was very rich, but he was a fool.
因为呢，他最后那个人呢，成为大卫的妻子之一。 因为在她嫁给大卫之前，她嫁给了一个非常有钱的人，但是她的那个丈夫是个傻子。His
name was Nabal, which simply means a fool.
她的名字呢就是拿巴，她的简单的说呢就是个傻子。And
she saved much of her family and their business and a lot of other things. She was a very wise woman. She took over when her husband behaved in a very foolish way, but the husband should have been doing what was right.
因为实际上呢，她当时呢，她管理着他们家里的一切的生意和一切的职责，因为她的丈夫没有去做他该做的事儿。So
she basically said, I have got to step into this matter. Somebody's got to solve it. And the Lord helped her solve the problem.
现在呢，他说我必须来解决这个问题，必须有人来解决这个问题，然后主帮助他解决了这个问题。All right,
so those are my quick answers to your three situations, Sunny.
这是他的一个快速的答案给三姐的。God's
plan is that the man rise to the responsibility very hard.
所以神的计划是呢，男人站出来 负起他的责任，这是非常难的。
God's plan is that the woman follow the husband in that great responsibility, and that is often very hard.
所以呢，神的计划呢是妇女呢跟随她的丈夫啊，在这样一个计划里也是非常难的。
Any other comments?
还有没有其他的想法？
These are very difficult situations. And each of us have got to say, Lord, I submit to you in these difficult situations. I'm just a little boy. I'm just a little girl. You are God the Father. I follow you. I'll do what you want me to do.
因为这呢是一个非常非常艰难的一个环境。我们要在这个艰难的环境里，我们都要跟主耶稣基督说：“啊，主啊，我只是一个小小的男孩或者一个小小的女孩，我们完全顺服在您的脚下，然后您要我们做什么就去做。”
So I have to say, Lord, I'm just a little boy. You are going to have to tell me what to do, and then you're going to have to help me do it.
所以呢，我就跟主说：“主啊，我这是个小男孩，你要告诉我应该去做什么，然后呢，你要帮助我怎么去做。”
But the verses we read said that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And if the Lord Jesus Christ loved me enough to die for me, surely he can help me with my problems.
所以经文说呢，主耶稣爱我们，为我们。
你抖了，可脏了。
如果主耶稣足够的爱我们，为我们而死的话，他当然能够帮助我们去解决我们自己的问题。
哎呀，哎。
All right, any other questions on this?
Hello.
没其他的问题。
Yes, Lily.
Yeah. I had the same question before. Maybe several years ago, the same question as Sunny. But in my case, when I eventually drove back myself and went back to my home, take care of children and do, the Bible says, women should do at home. And, I can see, the blessing from the Lord. But I'm not sure if any, because, each family is different. So I don't know. But in my case, it goes well. It's like, when you, obey the Lord's, commandments and you can receive the blessing from him.
Okay.丽丽呢，她说呢，她跟三姐几年之前也跟同样的问题，但是她选择了回到家里照顾孩子和家庭。她说她在这里呢，从神那里得到了赐福。她说呢，如果你选择顺服主的话，神会赐福给你。
Amen. That's a good story.
这是非常好的一个故事，但丽丽刚才讲每个家庭都是不一样的。
Now there's just another part of the story that I'm going to tell you that I didn't know until this morning. But Lily said that her husband has just started going to church on his own because he wants to know more about the Lord Jesus.
因为这个故事的另外一部分呢，丽丽没讲，她直到今天早晨她才知道的。因为丽丽的老公现在国内呢，他已经开始去教会了，他想知道更多的关于主耶稣基督。
Lily basically is saying, "Do it God's way and let Him work out the details."
所以呢，丽丽基本上是说呢，你按照神的方式去做，然后细节呢，让神来去做。
Amen. Anything else?
还有没有其他的?
All right, let's go on to chapter 6 in Ephesians.
那么我们就开始到第六章以弗所书。
And we're just about out of time, but we're going to lay the foundation for our logic. We talked about husbands and wives. In chapter 6, we're going to start talking about children and fathers.
所以呢，我们时间也快到了，我们今天呢就打个基础，就是前面谈到了夫妻关系，第六章呢要开始谈儿女和父母的关系。
The logic flow of the book of Ephesians is this. Chapters 1, 2, and 3, you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
所以那个以弗所书的那个逻辑流程是这样的。一二三章呢说你信主耶稣做你的个人救主。
Chapters 4 and 5, the beginning, you start obeying the Lord, you live for the Lord in your personal life.
所以呢第四章和第五章呢开始呢你信主你顺服主然后在你自己的个人的生活中把它活出来。
And then at the end of chapter 5 and into chapter 6, you live for the Lord Jesus Christ in your interpersonal life. The life with your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your boss, and your employees. You live in that relationship. Get that right with the Lord Jesus.
所以第五章的后半部分和第六章的前半部分呢就讲呢你在你个人的内部的自己的生活里面你是作为丈夫啊妻子啊雇主啊雇员啦父母啦儿女啊你怎么样去处这样一个关系。
And then you'll be able to stand in the great battle of life when you stand against the devil and you stand with the Lord Jesus Christ in all the issues of life.
然后你如果做到这个以后呢你就可以站着去打那些仗跟魔鬼对抗然后你会为了主耶稣基督而去战斗。
So number one, again, the foundation, you've got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and get saved.
所以呢第一个呢就是说你要基础你相信主耶稣基督你就会得救。
Number two, a holy life, a personal life of holiness.
第二个呢就是你自己个人的生活必须圣洁。
Number three, proper relationships in your immediate environment.
所以呢第三个呢正确的和你周围的那些有关系的人之间的关系。
And number four, strength in your battle in the world.
第四个呢，在你战争中，在跟魔鬼的战争中，你得到的力量。
So that's the way chapter 6 begins then. It's saying, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
所以第六章的第一节开始说你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母这是理所当然的。
We have rejected that truth in our society as well.
我们在今天的社会里我们同样的拒绝了这样一个真理。
And so I saw on the popular media the other day somebody probably in their late teens holding up a placard.
What's a placard?
A placard is a sign that protesters carry.
Okay.
They carry a sign.
因为他在一个媒体上看到一个那些孩子们呢拿着一个那个标语。
And it simply said something like, obedience is not important.
那个简单的说呢就是顺服不是重要。
That's what our society is saying.
这就是我们今天的社会所犯的罪。
And I think it was a state governor, I may have told you this story before, I think I saw a state governor making a pronouncement for all the people in the state to follow, and his two children defied him and disobeyed him, and he said they were right.
所以呢，他可能跟大家以前讲的这样一个故事，一个国家的领导人呢，就是说他的两个儿子领导起来反抗他反叛他，他说他们做的事情是对的。
That's how bad our society is. Our society won't live a decent relationship between a husband and wife, and they won't do it between children and parents, and God says, therefore, you're going to fall.
因为这个呢，就是我们今天的社会所要求的，说我们夫妻之间不要那样的关系，不要神那样，也不要父母和儿女这样。 要那样的神，要我们那样的关系，所以神说这样的话，你们就会垮掉。All
right, well, that's time for today. Our clock has run out.
今天呢，我们的时间到了。By
the grace of God, we'll carry on next week. We want to learn how to live lives of victory in the battle of life. And that's what the end of chapter 6 is all about. We're getting
there.
Well, thank you all for coming today. The Lord bless you. We'll see you next week, if not before.
下个星期二之前不见面的话，就下个星期二见。Let's
have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。Lord,
we pray that we will take the truths of God seriously.
主啊，我们祷告，我们要非常严肃、认真地对待神的真理。We're
so thankful that the message of the gospel extends even to us.
因为我们非常感恩的是。
And we're thankful that you have sent your Holy Spirit so that we can live lives that will be pleasing to you. But Lord, we want to live lives that are pleasing in the whole family as well, not just pleasing to God. We want to live lives pleasing to our husbands, wives, children, parents, bosses, employees. Lord, we want to live lives that will glorify you in this sphere as well.
主啊，我们的祷告是我们同样也在我们的家庭生活中，也不光是取悦您，也可以带来一个和谐的家庭生活，在我们丈夫、夫妻、孩子、雇主、雇员之间，所有的这些，我们都要过一个圣洁的生活，把荣耀带给您。
So Lord, in spite of what the society around us may do, we pray that we will obey you in our close relationships.
主啊，我们的祷告是不管我们周围的人去做什么，我们的祷告是我们需要，我们要顺服您，跟您有一个最亲密的关系。
And we give thanks now for your kindness. Help us to follow you.
我们非常感恩您的良善，帮助我们跟随您。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.